VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas's plans to delay the release of three more hostages and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's threat to call off the ceasefire is causing anguish among Palestinians and Israelis alike. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
It comes after Hamas said it plans to delay the release of three more hostages as they accuse Israel of failing to meet ceasefire terms, including by not allowing an agreed-upon number of tents and aid into Gaza. Families of hostages taken by Hamas say the militant group's plan to delay came as a shock. Herut Nimrodi, mother of Tamir Nimrodi, a kidnapped Israeli soldier, reacts.
We want to believe that both sides and the mediators can sit down and solve this issue.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is on his first trip to NATO, where allies are eager to learn how much military and financial support Washington intends to provide Ukraine. Hegseth held talks on Wednesday with U.K. Defense Secretary John Healey before meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group at NATO headquarters in Brussels. Russia released imprisoned American Mark Fogel in what the U.S. is calling a step towards the end of Ukraine's war. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The history teacher from Pennsylvania was deemed wrongfully detained.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now.
Fogel appeared at the White House alongside President Trump. An American flag was draped around his shoulders. Fogel was arrested in 2021. His family says he had been traveling with medically prescribed marijuana. President Trump did not say if he talked with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but said Fogel's pardon was fair and reasonable and could lead to other developments.
You could be a big part of it, actually, because it could be a big, important part of getting the war over with Ukraine.
Fogel's relatives say they're beyond grateful, relieved, and overwhelmed that he is coming home. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News.